Joining us this week for the Silver City Report is Dean Thompson, Managing Editor of the Silver City Daily Press. Dean, thank you so much for being with us today. New Mexico school districts are heading back to in-person learning this week. What can you tell us about what local school districts in the area have been planning for?
They've been planning for, you know, a complete return all the way from elementary to the high school. Silver High School, over the past year during the pandemic, got some upgrades to their school, so students will be seeing some nicer hallways and a little theater and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, so with students heading back to class, there are also going to be opportunities for student activities to take place and athletics. What can you share with us about what athletics are looking like in local school districts?
Well, it's been a little crazy. We've had soccer, softball, tennis, you know, since I covered the university as well. Tennis, softball, football, soccer, basketball, all going on at the same time. Silver played in the fall sports and Cobre did not. But Cobre is now into the winter sports, so they'll be having basketball and wrestling. And as soon as we get that going, it's going to be time for the spring sports to start in both districts.
So have the districts announced what things will be looking like for fall of this year?
Not yet. I think they're still waiting to see what, you know, happens with the vaccination program. I know teachers in both districts that wanted the vaccine were able to get it, their first and second doses. So that's helping. And right now, they're all planning on having a regular school year in the fall, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, Dean Thompson is managing editor with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Dean, thank you so much for giving us an update of what's happening in the area.
Thanks, sir.